It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning. Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. Start things off talking basketball with boys basketball with Robin Rademacher. He's waiting for the bus to get to school because they're going to South Dakota to play basketball later on today. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, you had two games this past week. I think about Tuesday or something, you played Lakeview, and then last night you went down to Tracy and played them. And let's talk about those two games, Robin.
Yeah, Tuesday night we had a very big conference game, and I'd like to think subsection game, kind of teams that were all in the same position, same battle, fighting for seeding spots, and we had them at home, and their record is probably a little better than ours, but I always look at who the teams they've played and who we played. We've had a very tough non-conference schedule, and coming in, they're a team very similar to us. They got guards that can shoot from the outside. They don't have a lot of big guys inside, and they got some seniors that they're playing, so we knew that it was going to be one of those games, or we had to show up. The best part about it was we got them at home, and kind of a trend this year is we started off a little flat to start the game, and we've been doing that. We hit the first two shots, went up 6-0. Davis and Matt each hit a three-pointer. Hey, this is looking good. And then we kind of go on the, just kind of go cold, kind of like the January weather. We just stop moving, shots don't fall, defense gets a little flat. And once you know it, we go into the locker room again, down 35-30, which isn't anything in today's game. But just reminding kids, hey, we got to come out and play defense. We got to get out and look to run a little bit more. We get the rebound, and our guy that gets the rebound is kicking it out. And we're kind of watching the dribbler go up the court, and we really talked about doing that. And then we wanted to double on a curly contest on the outside, and I thought we were doing a better job defensively moving around. And we moved the ball. We shot the ball better in the second half, got some easy transitions, and also got ourselves to the free throw line. And that was a fun thing to do, and we ended up outscoring them again in the second half. We outscored them 43-30, 13-point difference, and won the basketball game 73-65.
Good.
It was fun. I noticed. We were able to knock shots again from the 3-point line. He was 7-13 from the 3-point line on the night, and that really opens up when you can do that, because it allowed. I felt Davis really attack the basket in the second half, and then he got himself to the free throw line on a nice amount of times, and we were able to get some of those easy baskets and kind of build. We were down, I think, in the second half. We got down 10 points again, but again, we just go on one of those runs, and we were able to close the gap pretty quickly, get some stops, get some easy baskets, and push out. Some stats on a night, pretty equal across the board. They shot 46%. We shot 43%. We got to the free throw line, which was a big disparity in the game. We got there 23 times and hit 18 of 23 for 78%.
Yeah.
They got there 18 times and only made 7 at 39. So that's a big difference in the basketball game when you're able to knock down. And a lot of those came in crunch times, and a lot of them are 1-1s. So we got that bonus shot to go with it. Like I said, we hit 11 threes on the night, and Matt really shot the ball extremely well from the outside. He was 7-13 from the 3-point line for 54%. Then we had about 4 other kids all knocked down 1 3-pointer. Let's see, rebounding wise, pretty even. They out rebounded 33-29, but we got up a few more shots than they did. Turnovers, we were kind of careless in the first half. We cleaned that up, and we only finished with 12 turnovers on the night. And that's always a big stat for us, because the less turnovers, that equals more shots, and we forced them into 18 turnovers. We did have 5 block shots. Baxter Colliff had 3, and Carson Besserin had 2. We had 19 assists, led by Carson Besserin with 9. And steals, we had 8 steals, and Davis and Carson each had 2 apiece. Scoring on the night, pretty balanced scoring. When you get 4 guys in double figures, that really put the pressure on them. Like I said, Matt shot the ball well from the outside, had 25. Baxikov, getting back to being Baxter, had 16. I really thought he had took advantage of his matchups on the night. They had some bigger guys, but a lot slower than him, so he was able to get out and rim run, and he got some second-chance points. I know in that game he had a couple offensive rebounds, and I think Matt or Carson Besson hit a big three-pointer, but he had two offensive rebounds, and that was a big turning point in the game. Carson Besson had 10 points. Davis Patzer, like I had mentioned earlier, got to the free throw line. He was 8-9 on free throws, ended up with 17. Carson Young knocked down a three-pointer, and Brock Bierenhold had 2 points. Nolan Smith did get in for a little bit in the first half, but did not score, but had three rebounds for us.
Okay.
We were missing Tygan Allpress on the night. He was homesick. So, once again, we just had to, you know, make do with what we had. We've been playing, you know, the seven seniors a majority of the night, but we're down one. The six did a lot of minutes, and then we slid Nolan in to kind of give us a breather.
Okay. B squad, C squad?
B squad and C squad both won pretty handily. So
good.
The kids played nice basketball on that night, and it was a fun night. They come away with three wins, like I said, for us. Big as far as subsection goes and seeding. So that was a nice win for us.
Okay. And last night, you went down to Tracy.
Yeah, it was fun. The wind blew us down there. The wind took us down to Tracy last night, and we knew coming in, you know, Tracy's a team that's got 10 seniors on their team, and we kind of got the best of them last year at home. I think we ended up beating them like 99-60-something or whatever it was at home last year, and I'm sure they put that in their memory bank from last year, and we knew coming out. They got a couple ball players that can really score the basketball, and the Smith kid and a Munson kid that are just tremendous shooters, and they do a lot of things really well. And we knew that coming in that, hey, we got to try to take away these guys and a little bit on the night. Because if they get going, it's hard to defend them, because they'll pull up on the other side of half court. NBA and beyond is no problem for those guys to shoot. And we came out in this game ready to go. They kind of got us a little bit early. We were down maybe 6-8 points, and then we battled back, and we were down, oh, I don't know what it was, 27-24, somewhere in there. It was back and forth. The tempo was really moving quickly, and kids were shooting and transition and this and that. And all of a sudden, we had called the timeout because we were out. Tygan was barely able to go because he's just coming back from sickness. So we were just called the timeout to get a kid's a water break and this and that. Next thing you know, they went on about a 16-2 run. And they went in the locker room up 58-35.
Oh, wow.
And at this time, they had two players. The Smith kid, which we knew of, was hot. He ended up with like 31 points in the first half. But a Griffin Zick, a kid that we didn't, you know, we were kind of saying, hey, go ahead, and we dared him to shoot. Well, he did that, and he ended up knocking down 6 3-pointers in the first half.
Wow.
And he had 21 points or whatever it was, or 19, excuse me. So of their 58 points, they had 51 out of two players. We held the Munson kid to 1 point in the first half, so we're like, hey, all right, we're there. But in turn, they just didn't miss. And shooting like that, and at the pace that we're playing, it's just one of those things. Hey, you tip your hat. They were moving the ball up and down. They were getting the baseline three-pointer was just, they were just dropping it. And then all of a sudden, Smith just decided he was going to take over. And we had kind of fallen asleep a couple assignments, forgot where he was, and you can't do that. And with a kid that's stroking it like he was, like I said, he had 31 in the first half. And I was like, wow, that's you know, there's not a whole lot we can do. It's kind of like a Steph Curry. Once he's out there, there was not a whole lot we could do because he would just move back further and shoot it. We go in the locker room, you know, we're down our points, you know, 23, and we said, hey, guys, let's try to see if we can get it to 18. Then we'll try to get it down to, you know, the 12 at this minute mark. And they came out, and, you know, they had a new kid that they put in that wasn't shooting in the first half, didn't score. Sure enough, this number three, this Nakamas, they put him the first ball out of possession. We said, yep, let him go. Well, he went to the baseline. He just took over for Zick, and now he started knocking down three. So he hits right out of the gate, and he knocks down a couple, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And, you know, we put up 45 points in the second half, and they scored 48, so we competed with them, but we had just dug too big a hole and ended up losing a high-scoring regulation basketball game, 106-80.
Wow. That was the NBA scores.
It's an NBA score, and the way these kids—I mean, we're talking 36 minutes of basketball putting this up—and it was no fault of our own. I mean, our kids were trying to defend and working their tails off out there, but they were just hot. And at times, you know what you do? You just tip your hats to the opponent, and they were on a roll. And like their coach said, hey, I mean, thank goodness we were shooting like this. He said, otherwise, we'd lose the way you guys played. Wow, you guys are up and down. You're putting up 80, and you still lose by 26 points. So in one of those deals, it's just one of those that happened. And you know what? We turned the page, and we look to get a few more stops. On the night, I would say Davis Thatcher, I'm not sure what his career was, but he had, in my opinion, a career night scoring. He ended up with 30 points on the night. He was feeling it in the second half. Him and Smith were kind of going back and forth to see who could shoot it farther out and make it, and they both were doing it then. And like I said, he had 5 3-pointers on the night, finished with 30. Baxter Koff, again, rounding into shape. He's really coming on. He had 17. Matt Arndt had 15. And Matt's got to realize this, that the other teams are scouting reports out there. They're going to take away him catch and shoot three, so he's working on attacking more and creating more off the dribble, but he ended up with 15. Brock Bierenold had 9. Carson Besson had 5. Then we got Nolan Smith in the game for 3. Tanner Tilbury also with a point to round out our scoring. Rebounding-wise, it was pretty equal on that. They did get us by a few, but leading us in rebounding again was, Carson Besson with 8. He's always there. He's just a smart rebounder. He knows how to read the ball. And Baxter had 7. Assist, we had Brock with 5 and Carson Besson with 9. We had 5 steals on the night. Best 6 different kids block a shot on the night. Turnovers, maybe a few too many early on. We had 15 to their 8. That led to some easy transition baskets. But overall, a long trip like that, going down playing they only have 3 losses on the season, so we knew it was going to be tough. But you know what? It was a good basketball game.
Yeah. B squad, C squad?
Both B squad and C squad were a little flat on night, and they lost. So we took it on the chin on all 3 levels, okay. But the kids played hard.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that brings us to today.
Yep, we don't get much time off. Like I said, we're getting on the bus right now, and we head down to Coleman Eagan. I believe the basketball game is in Coleman, which is right off Interstate 29 south of Brookings, and we play Beersford. All I'm going to tell you about Beersford is it's south of Sioux Falls, not far from Vermilion. Bigger school right off the interstate. We're going down with the expectation of, we got some tired kids, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. We're going to play hard. This is a fun tournament, I shouldn't really call it a tournament. It's a one game, but you're playing teams that you're never going to normally see, and I really like doing that. I think it's fun for the kids to get that opportunity. So we're going to go down, compete hard, try to get some kids in, and then when we're done, we're going to stop at Brookings at Buffalo Wild Wings and have a team meal or whatever and get together and do something other than basketball.
Yeah, that's good. And it's a boys-girls doubleheader.
Yep. Yep, girls, they're already on the road because I think they start already at 10:30. And then we play at 12:15. So it'll be fun. It's something new. Never been there before. And obviously, we haven't played Beersford and just looking for some different competition to play.
Yeah, well, it's not on the radio, so hop in the car. You probably wouldn't get down there in time to see the rest of the girls' game, but should be able to make it so that they could see your game. So,
it'll be fun. I know last year we played in at Newbrook in a different setting, and we played Lower Brule. This year, like I said, we get Beersford. So, you know what? We're going to go and give it our best.
There you go. And then next week?
Next week, very big game on Thursday. We got RCW coming in. That's another one of those like a Lakeview. They're right there with us and a big, huge subsection game for us. So we got that on Thursday. And then Friday, we're at home against CMCS, and they're perennially a very tough team.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck. And we'll hear today, and we'll hear all about that in, I think, the Thursday game on the next Coaches Show.
Yep.
That's Robin Rademacher on Boys Basketball. Will take this break and be talking wrestling with Hank Ireland after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
This week at the Country Butcher in Dawson, we're offering amazing deals on fresh, locally sourced meats to help you stick to those goals while supporting your community. Weekly specials at the Country Butcher. This week, bacon wrapped pork eye of round, $2, 5-ounce cut. All block cheeses, 25% off. Corned beef brisket, $9 a pound. By shopping local, you're not only making a positive impact on your health, but also supporting small businesses and sustainable prices. Start the year right. Stop by the Country Butcher in Dawson today, and let's make 2025 your best year yet.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information, or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
If you're considering a career in healthcare, consider Madison Healthcare Services. Right now, they're looking for a maintenance technician, RN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, LPN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, resident assistant, HHA, medical lab technician with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. They're looking for an activity assistant. They need a registered nurse at the hospital with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. And certified nursing assistants are needed, $5,000 sign-on bonus with certification assistants available. Madison Healthcare Services believes high-quality patient care begins with their staff. They're looking for you. Madison Healthcare Services is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Contact Human Resources with questions at 320-598-7551. Stop in person at 900 2nd Avenue in Madison. Online, go to mhsmn.org. Click on Careers.
Q92 Sports has girls basketball action for you Monday night from Dawson Boyd High School when the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks host the McRae Wolverines. 7:30 tip-off. That's Monday night. The Blackjacks and the Wolverines and girls basketball right here on Q92. Tune in. No appointment, no problem. At CCM Health in Montevideo, we've got you covered. Our walk-in clinic is here for you 7 days a week. Whether it's a weekday or the weekend, we're open when you need us most. Monday through Friday, we're available 7:30 to 5:30. On Saturdays and Sundays, we are open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find us at 824 North 11th Street in Montevideo. Just use the main entrance. Please note, we're closed on major national holidays. Get the care you need when you need it. Appointments are based on first-come, first-served basis. CCM Health, live your life.
All right, we're back here at the studio talking wrestling with Hank Ireland. Hank is over in Montevideo for the ninth grade league. They have a dual meet competition, and I think that decides who goes to state with that, I think, Hank, right or not?
Yeah, we're in Montevideo on the youth tournament.
Youth tournament, okay.
Yeah, the ninth grade league, they wrestled their team sections last Monday, and they ended up going 2-2, I think, and didn't quite qualify for the state tournament.
Okay.
They won a duel, so that was...
Okay, and you can highlight that, too, a little bit later on. But let's look at the varsity first off. On Tuesday, you went up to... Morris for a triangular with Bold and Mahaka, and great results there too.
Yeah, we started off the night against Bold, and they're a little bit down this year, so we started off with Griffin Johnson and Eli Olson both getting pinfalls, and then Gavin Mortensen, Grayson Olson, Tygan Long, they all got pinfalls as well. Then Ben Gunluxon got a pinfall, Holland Shocker got a forfeit. And then Cameron Sather and Bentley Boffin got pinfalls for us. Noah Meyer got a forfeit. Brian Rohde got a pinfall. And then Gabe Lowry and Carson Garepi got forfeits at the up top. So then the score ended up being 78 for Team United, Bowl 0. So that was a good quick one to start off. Get ready for our section opponent, Mahaka, who we wrestled next. Started off with putting Griffin Johnson out there at 107. He lost a close match 8-3. Then Eli Olson got a pinfall for us to get the lead. Gavin Mortensen got a tech fall. Then Grayson Olson received a forfeit. Tygan Long and Ben Gunluxon got pinfalls for us. Holland Shocker got a forfeit. And then Cameron Sather lost a close match to Grayson Gibson, 12-6. And Bentley Boffin gave up a tech fall at 160. Noah Meyer got a pinfall at 172. Brian Rohde received a forfeit. Then at 215, Gabe Lowry lost. He ended up getting and then Carson Greppi ended up getting pinned at heavyweight. So the score ended up being Team United 47, Mahaka 23. So it's a section opponent. Nice to get a win over your section opponent, especially one that's in the north half with us. So it was a good showing, going 2-0 on the day.
Okay. And then last night, a long trip to Annandale against two ranked teams, especially Becker. I think they're ranked number 7 in the state. And then Annandale has been in and out of the rankings. They're in the lean and mean. And I came away with, and then Rockford, who's down a little bit. Not a lot of kids out for wrestling there, but they still were there. And so you came away with 2 wins and 1 loss. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, it was a long trip up to Annandale, but yeah, Annandale and Becker both reached out to us this offseason and wanted to wrestle us, so figured it'd be 2 good duels for us. So we started off with Annandale, Maple Lake, and Griffin Johnson started us off and got a pinfall for us. Eli Olson got a pin, and Gavin Mortensen wrestled ranked Cassin Brum and ended up losing 9-6. So a real close match for Gavin, just couldn't quite come out on top of that one. Then at 127, Grayson Olson was winning his match, then ended up getting caught and pinned in the second period. Then Tygan Long lost a major decision, 11-0. Ben Gillingson, Holland Shocker, Cameron Sather all got pinfalls for us. And then Bentley Boffin lost by a fall. Noah Meyer ended up getting a pinfall in 51 seconds at 172. Then Brian Rohde got a pinfall in the third period. Gabe Lowry at 215 won a 6-3 decision, and then Carson Greppi won by forfeit. So the score ended up being United 51, Annandale Maple Lake 19. That was a good way to start off the day. We didn't wrestle our sharpest, but we still came out with a win, and that's what matters at the end, I guess. Then we wrestled Becker next. We knew they were going to be tough coming into it, and they're ranked pretty high in the state for a reason. We lost a flip, so that didn't help us. Those that know what the flip is, that's who puts a wrestler out first, and the other team can move and change wrestlers if they want. So sometimes it can make a pretty significant difference in the duo, but Becker came out and they wrestled tough, so hats off to them. Individually, Eli Olson started off at 107 and won 15-2. Then Trent Boffin went out there and gave up a tech fall. Then we had Gavin Mortensen at 121 against another highly ranked Becker, Boston Kuschel, ended up getting majored and lost 11-3. Grayson Olson gave up a tech fall at 127. Tygan Long gave up a tech fall at 30. Then Ben got us back going again, got a major decision with a 12-1 victory. Holland Shocker wrestled a, I think he's ranked 1 or 2. at 145. Ended up getting pinned in the second period. And then Cameron Sather lost a 20-7 decision over from Caden Nichols, who's ranked number 1, defending state champ.
Right.
So it was a tough kid there for Cam. Yeah. Bentley Boffin ended up getting pinned in the third period. Then Josh Kranz ended up getting pinned. Noah Meyer got a pin for us in the second period. Brian Rohde won 14-1 at 215, and then Gabe Lowry received a forfeit at heavyweight. Ended up being Becker 41, United 24. So it didn't quite turn out the way we wanted, but told the boys hopefully we'll see them at the state tournament and get them down there when it counts.
Yeah.
Then we ended the night against Rockford. And like you said, they had not many numbers, and they had a bunch of kids sick, injured, so kind of knew going into it is going to be a lot of forfeits. I can go through them quick. Eli Olson received a forfeit. Trent Boffin lost by a pinfall at 114. Gavin Mortensen received a forfeit. Then Grayson Olson and Tygan Long got pinfalls for us. Ben Gunlickson received a forfeit. Holland Shocker got a pinfall. Then Cameron Sather, Bentley Boffin, Josh Kranz, Noah Meyer, they all received forfeits. Brian Rohde got a pin at 215, and Gabe Mowry received a forfeit.
Yep.
Ended up being United 72, Rockford 6.
Okay. You also brought some kids for JV wrestling on a third mat, and they got some matches, and you use some of those kids too on the varsity. So yeah, you've got some experience there.
It's nice to see some of those kids get some varsity experience too. We've got a couple guys auto line up with sicknesses and little bumps and bruises here and there, and so hopefully we're not full strength quite right now, but a couple weeks to get ready and get ready for section. So hopefully get everyone back healthy in the lineup and ready to go.
Okay, let's talk about next week's schedule then.
Yeah, next week we start on Tuesday. We host in Montevideo against West Central Area and Minnewaska. So that's two conference opponents there. That'll be a couple good duels. And then on Friday, the varsity goes to Red Rock for High Water Ethanol Invitational. So I think there's 14 teams there. That should be a lot of good individual matches. And then on Saturday, the ninth grade league, they had their team last Monday. And then this Saturday, they have, a week from today, they have their individual tournament to see who qualifies for the ninth grade league state tournament. So hopefully we can send a few guys through and send them to state.
Yeah. Talk about Friday. Is that individual or dual meet?
That's an individual tournament. Individual.
Okay. With 14 teams. And
yeah, that could be a late night, but it's a good tournament to be in.
Okay. Then at the top of the interview, we talked about the ninth grade league, but let's go back and look at the how they did. You said 2-2 in dual meets.
Yeah, I think they wrestled. I don't have the results in front of me, but I think they. I know they wrestled Quad County first, and I think they only lost one match, so that was a pretty lopsided score. And then they ran into Marshall, and I think they scored 21. I'm not sure how much they gave up, but they ended up losing that one to go to the wrestle back round. And then I think they wrestled Pipestone, and that was a tight duel. Came down to the last match, I think. But yeah, they wrestled well. Good. We had a few opens, so the. Compete like that with a few opens is pretty good for those 7th, 8th, and 9th graders.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's important for them to get the 20 matches or better, and hopefully they do that throughout the season so they get some experience for next year. So, yeah. Well, anything else?
Well, I want to thank you and Dan for coming out last night. That's a long haul for you guys, but thanks for broadcasting for us.
Yeah. Well, We gave out a couple of Neon Needle T-shirts. First off, in the second match, Eli Olson finally got a T-shirt. He's 24-0 and has not lost a match, and you bumped him up to get more competition a couple times this past week too, and still came through there with flying colors. And then I think
Brian Rohde was the other one.
Brian Rohde, yeah. And he uses that leverage of his. It's fun to watch him out there against Annandale Maple Lake. His opponent was just about as tall as he was. I know some basketball coaches probably drool over the height of those kids, but in the match against Becker, he was heading to use that too, that leverage.
Yep, we've been moving him around too, up to 215 a couple times too.
Right,
so good for him to step up and go 3-0 on the day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hank, watch that elementary tournament today, and best of luck on Tuesday in Montevideo, and on Friday night, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Awesome. Sound good. Thank you.
Yep. Hank Garland on wrestling. We'll take this break and be talking girls basketball after this.
This morning, Come and Go Bridal Shower for Caroline Dahl, bride-to-be of Keaton Haas, will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Crossroads Lutheran Church at 2948 180th Street in Dawson. This will be a display shower, so no need to wrap your thoughtful gift. Just come on over, bring your gift to Crossroads Lutheran today from 9 to 11 o'clock this morning. I have some church notices for Sunday. Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Baxter will have services, but their annual meeting is going to be postponed until Sunday the 26th. It's Our Savior's Lutheran of Baxter. Zion Lutheran Church in Appleton will be holding their annual meeting in potluck following the service Sunday. Churches of Bellingham United Methodist, Corral United Methodist, Appleton United Methodist, UCC of Marietta, the BAMC churches will not have services on Sunday. And also there will be no prayer shawl or other craft projects at the Bellingham Community Center Monday and no Bible study at Bonnie's on Monday for the BAMC churches.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropINS.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Check up on your mental health. Take an online mental health screening at mentalhealthmn.org. Mental Health Minnesota has online mental health screenings, resources, support, and connections to treatment and crisis services. All anonymous, confidential, free of charge, and open 7 days a week. Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. mentalhealthmn.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At Heartland Motor Company, we take you beyond the Chevrolet brand to a hometown sales experience. With industry-wide knowledge, stress-free sales, and our lifetime warranty, the Heartland Advantage, we make it our goal to take care of you on day one or for years to come. But we don't stop there. We take care of our hometown by generously donating to many local groups and organizations. When you choose us, it's not just a Chevy. You get a Heartland Chevrolet. Learn more at heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to visit with head coach Dylan Erickson of the Lac Brae Valley girls basketball team. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, Paul.
You guys are down in South Dakota this morning, huh?
Yeah, just getting to South Dakota here for the Dakota Valley Classic. There's going to be a lot of area schools and Camden Copper schools there, and be a full day of basketball in two gyms all day from 10:30 all the way till 7 p.m. tip-off. So it's going to be a full day.
Wow, a lot of teams I heard, too. So
yeah, a lot of teams. It's all South Dakota teams versus Minnesota teams all day long. So
all right, well, we'll talk about that more in a little bit here, but let's back up this past week and tell us how the girls did.
Yeah, so we're on the road this week, all week here, and traveled to Benson, take on the Braves that, you know, similar record as us, and yeah, I had a tight with them last year. We ended up coming out on top last year, and they pretty much brought their girls back, and so did we, and so we knew it'd be a pretty tight ball game probably from the start, or a very competitive game, and, you know, we started off pretty strong. We hit some shots early, kind of got ourselves in the flow in the game a little bit, and, you know, kind of got a lead to start, and then you know, we go on a little bit of a run to get back in the game in that first half. The Helga said girl lefty, she's a good player. She had 12 in the first half and kind of three threes and kind of got them back in the game there, and we had a 12 to 14 point lead in that first half, and they kind of cut it in half right before half, and so we go into halftime up 27-21, and again we just needed to find their shooters and get out on shooters and then rebound the ball a little bit better in the second half, and that's exactly what we did. We had 22 offensive rebounds for the night, and a lot of them came in the second half, giving us that extra possession, that extra opportunity, and that's really what, you know, kind of prolonged our lead and grew our lead in that second half, and without letting them kind of get back into the game, and we kind of held that 6 to 8 point lead until, you know, a little ways through the second half, and we ended up growing it to as much as 18 at one time, and kind of holding it there until the end, and so we ended up coming away with a 52-38 win, so another win for us in January here, and get us to 500 in the month, and you know, a little confidence going into the stretch of games we have coming up that we think we can be pretty competitive in, and but yeah, just really proud of our effort, you know, on both ends of the floor most all night. You know, we held the Helga set girl to 18 for the night. She had 12 in the first half, did a bit of job in the second half, and so I was just really happy how we found their shooters and limited them to one shot and got the rebound. And on the other end, you know, we were getting multiple opportunities at it if we weren't able to hit the first one. So again, just really proud of our effort and kind of how things are starting to click for us a little bit against some of these teams that we need to be competitive with and need to be able to ultimately come away with the victory.
Okay, stats for the Eagles against Benson.
Yeah, Jalen Lee, kind of been our leading scorer probably most of the year. Again, getting in a nice groove here the last few weeks here. And so she led us with 21 points and 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals and 2. That's quite the stat line for a night to look at your senior leader and, you know, be able to affect the game in all areas on the stat sheet and in the game. So, again, then just the one turnover, too. So, again, ball's in her hands quite a bit and, you know, only turning it over once, that's pretty good being able to value the basketball there. Kayla Jan had 11 points. She had about 6 or 8 of them, you know, in like a 1.5, 2-minute stretch during the second half when they were kind of climbing back in the game a little bit and kind of grew our lead. And, again, just being consistent and, you know, getting huge buckets when we needed it out of her. And she also had, you know, for her size and whatnot, but working hard, you know, and having a nose for the ball. She had 9 rebounds and 2 assists and a steal. Callie Kahn had 7 points and 13 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. Kendall Shelsett had 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Maya Sawatsky had 7 points, 5 rebounds, and assist. And Zoe Doctor had a few offensive rebounds, doing a good job getting her hands on the ball and getting some extra possessions, assist, and a steal. And then Jada Kessler had a bucket with 5 rebounds and a steal. So, again, as you listen to those rebound stats there, I mean, almost 50 rebounds for the night is huge, and 22 of them being offensive. I mean, it's hard to let a team get back in a game when you're getting that many more possessions, you know, probably 10, 12, 15 more possessions than they did on the night. So that goes a long ways. And so, yeah, just really proud of our effort and a nice confidence booster for us, you know, heading into some more conference games here, too.
What was the final score there, Dylan, against Benson on Tuesday?
The final score on Tuesday was 52-38.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said Kahn had 13 rebounds. You really dominated on the boards then, huh?
Yeah, she had 13. Jalen had 10. Kayla had 9, and a bunch with 5, 4, or 7 rebounds. So, yeah, just everyone was attacking the rebounds and getting after the ball and being physical with it because, you know, we talk about quite a bit. Rebounding is just a mindset, and, you know, it takes some skill, but not really. At the same time, it takes your effort and hard work and finding the angles for the ball and having a nose for it, and then ultimately just do you want it or not. So, again, really proud of that effort.
Good. Good. Good win there. And then you got back into conference play on Thursday.
Yep, back into conference play. We traveled to Renville to play to play RCW. Contested a game with them last year. Another win we had though last year too, and able to come out on top in the conference. And again, they have everybody back and just a year older. And, you know, some of their guards have really stretched out over the year, you know, growing. I mean, there's a couple of the guards seem like they were 5'4" last year, and they're all 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", across the board, and they shoot the ball really well from the outside, and they put up a lot of them, too. So, again, another focus going into the game was getting them off the line, making sure we're affecting their shots and, you know, making them take steps backwards off ball screens or sideways and letting us recover a little bit. But main thing, getting a hand up and getting out to shooters and putting some pressure on them on the outside. And they still shot the ball really well. They think they had they had 9 threes on the night, but again, came at some timely times for them. But first half, they jumped out to a lead. I think it was 9 or 11-2, kind of start the game. We were kind of in a funk, couldn't really get things going in their zone, and, you know, turned the ball over a little bit, and, you know, just weren't ourselves. And took a couple timeouts, and, you know, as the game got going in the first half, we were able to, you know, find some positives and get a few shots to go down for us, and we kind of. Jalen kind of led that attack for us in that first half. She got a few shots to go and a couple tough outside shots to go and was really active in their zone. And we spread them out a little bit, and then we were able to attack from the inside a little bit more. And we were able to jump out in the half to climb our way back. We got down as much as 14 in that first half, and we were able to climb back and get it to 30-29, take the lead going into half. Again, just wanted to focus on we had to play hard for the whole next 18 minutes because, again, we take possessions off. That's when they started growing their lead. And, you know, we can't score with everybody, and we're not good enough just to take possessions off. So, again, focus on getting to their outside shooters and getting a hand up and doing a good job and collecting the rebound on the long miss or whatever it would be. And, again, we jumped out a little bit in the second half to get a lead, and then from there on out, it was pretty much we were trailing and we were battling back from behind to RCW. Usually, you know, we'd get tied up and they'd go up 6 or 8, and then we'd tie it up, go up 1 or 2, then get down 6 or 8. And about 5-6 minutes to go, we got down 8. We're down 8 points, and I was starting to get a little nervous. I'm like, I don't know how many more of these runs we have left in us. You know, we were working so hard just to get ourselves back in the game at times, and then we'd kind of shy away and then let them get out in front of us again. But we had one more run left in us. My Swatsky hit a couple back-to-back threes and got us going. Jalen had a huge game, and then Callie and Kayla and Kendall all hit some big shots there in that second half to really get us out in front and kind of have them play from behind a little bit and be more aggressive defensively and make free throws on the stretch. Okay. So it was a really good game for us to see how we could, you know, be up, down, come back with adversity and get back in the game. But, yeah, we ended up outscoring them in the second half, 35-30. Again, they shot the ball pretty well in that second half, making five threes in the second half to really, you know, get them back in the game or extend that lead, you know, from 3-6 or 6-8 or whatever it was. So, again, coming away with another conference win and a 65-59 win over a team that's sneaky. If they're hitting shots and whatnot, they can stay. They can keep themselves in any game. And so glad to come out with a victory on that one.
All right, stats.
Yeah, stats of the night. Jalen Lee had a huge night for us. He had 21 in the first half and ended with 34 for the game, getting to the free throw line 13 times and making 11 of them. So, again, just how aggressive she was downhill and putting pressure on that zone defense. And then when they had to start collapsing on her, we were able to hit some shots from the outside and, you know, play inside out. And so, yeah, really nice night for her with 9 rebounds as well to go around with 4 steals, 3 blocks and a couple assists. Callie Kahn had 13 points for us. As well to go along with 12 rebounds, a couple assists, and a couple blocks as well. Maya Swatsky had 8 points for us and 5 rebounds, a couple assists, a couple steals. Jada Kessler had a bucket and a free throw for us. Again, did a nice job in the inside of that zone, being physical with their big girl and clearing her out a little bit offensively and doing a good job rebounding and then moving the basketball on offense too. And when the shot was available, knocking one down and putting some extra pressure on. I'm so proud of her effort, you know, all night. Again, just gives you as much effort as you want each night. And then Kendall Shelstead had 5 points with 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. And Kayla Jan had a couple free throws for us. Again, she's battling some sickness right now. So, again, she's been gritting these last 2 games out, being under the weather, but still showing up and giving her effort and giving us as much as she can on, the way she's been feeling and stuff like that. And that's kind of going around. But, again, 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal for her, too, as well. So, again, just a nice team win there, battling back and then holding a lead in one game and battling back and a lot of adversity in the second game. But, again, keep showing leadership and they keep showing you know, they're getting better and better each game, and we're getting to the point where we need to start playing our best basketball here in the next couple weeks, and who knows what's going to happen.
All right. How about Beast JV and this past week?
Last week, there was no C game against Benson. The B squad ended up maybe not playing their best game. I know in Sherb's eyes either. Losing to Benson by, I think it was 6 points. Again, had a lot of chances in that game, let a lead go at half. They were up 6-8 points and kind of struggled to score in the second half. But again, seeing those guys keep getting more court time is good. And then the C squad, we're down a couple girls right now with some sickness and injury. So C squad's a little thin, but they gutted it out and lost by 6 on Thursday. Again, a really good game. They got up early, held the lead for most of the game, and then second half, they kind of let things go a little bit, and RCW made some shots, and they almost got to 18-20 point, but then they battled back and got to a 6-point game down the stretch. And then B squad as well struggled to score in that second half again against their zone, and weren't able to come away with a win there either. But again, nice stuff coming from them, and again, just getting them experience and more court time is the goal there.
Okay, busy week coming up and starts today, Dylan.
Starts today, yeah. Like I said, we're here in South Dakota and going to play Beersford, South Dakota, here in Coleman Egan at 10:30, and should be a nice matchup. They got a nice post player and a couple guards to go with her, and so we're going to have our hands full. Something different.
Play quarters?
We'll play 8-minute quarters, and there's the double bonus is at 5 fouls. You know, there's no single bonus and double bonus type thing, and so playing with a little different basketball. So a lot of new things today for the girls, but it'll be a good experience for them and fun to see somebody you know really nothing about other than watching some film on them and game plan a little bit, but a little different style of play, I'm guessing, and whatnot. So that'll be kind of fun. And then we host Mineota on Tuesday out at Lockbar Valley, and then on Friday we travel to Granite Falls to play YME. So another busy week ahead of us.
All right. Well, I'll be out there Tuesday with the broadcasting the Minnesota ball game there. And almost said match for wrestling, but no, we're doing basketball. So, good luck today in South Dakota, and we'll talk about all those three games next Saturday then, Dylan.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having us. Go Eagles.
All right. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Lockbrow Valley Girls Basketball Team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
The Madison Chiropractic Center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon. Dr. Clint Bond offers the latest in chiropractic care. Call for an appointment, 320-598-3089. That's 320-598 for the Madison Chiropractic Center. There's no need to travel far for professional chiropractic treatment. You'll find it right downtown Madison, Minnesota. See Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, 508 West 4th Street, just east of Madison City Hall.
Do you want a more accurate mammogram? Only Genius 3D mammography exams are clinically proven to detect 20 to 65% more invasive breast cancers compared to 2D alone. Get a Genius exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Madison Hardware Hank, owned and operated by Isaac in downtown ice fishing season. Take advantage of great deals and stock up on minnows and waxworms. And be sure to check out the new selection of ice fishing tackle and gear. Visit Madison Hardware Hank in downtown Madison for your ice fishing needs. Check out their inventory and pick up what you need to get out on the ice and hook some fish.
It's Canby Sportsman's Club, Canby Fire Relief Association, annual ice fishing tournament at Del Clark Lake. It's a 24-hour tournament starting Friday, January 24th at 4 o'clock, and a two-hour tournament Saturday from 1 to 3. Over $20,000 in prizes will be given away. That's right, $20,000 in prizes. It's a great family event. There'll be a burger feed both days. Pick up your ice fishing raffle tickets from any Canby Sportsman Club member. And listen for live broadcasts right here on Q92 Friday and Saturday from Del Clark Lake. That's Canby Sportsman's Club's Canby Fire Relief Association annual ice fishing tournament starting Friday, January 24th. See you there.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, January 17th through Monday, January 20th. In theater number one at the Grand, it's Mufasa, The Lion King from Disney, rated PG. And in theater number two, held over for the final weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, rated PG. Two great films, fun for the whole family. Showtime 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand in Madison. Starting on the 24th, it's the story of Bob Dylan, A Complete Unknown, rated R, at the Grand Theater in Madison.
Well, welcome back to the Coach's Show. Another Coach's Show in the books. And Danny Lee and myself didn't get back till pretty late last night, 130 miles each way to Annandale, the route we took. And we got back pretty late, so I didn't get a chance to write down a couple jokes, so we'll just close out the show. It was a nice talking to the various coaches today. Dance Line also today at the Yale Medicine East, and they were champions at St. Cloud Cathedral last weekend. We'll have to interview her here on another Coach's Show here coming up. But busy week for everybody. Makes the time go by fast, and with this cold weather, it gives people something to do. So get out, if they want to get out. So just thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.
And now someone else is getting all your These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a chain pin. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday we'll have you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
Madison Dawson, time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks.
Another big march. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Thousands set to be ready to march through the nation's capital, D.C., today. It's called the People's March.
The same people behind the Women's March 8 years ago after President Trump was inaugurated for his first term are back with the People's March. Thousands are expected to join in the demonstration down 17th Street to the Lincoln Memorial. Demonstrators can start, however, at one of three locations to begin their march. For example, Franklin Park is the starting point for activists who are demonstrating over women's reproductive rights and LGBTQ. One of the organizers said against President Trump's agenda, with what she said is a focus on immigration, abortion, and racial justice.